And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 11th of July, 2012. It's the birthday of the artist best known for a painting of his mother, James Abbott McNeil Whistler, born in Lowell, Massachusetts, 1834, who once said, "I do not choose to be born in Lowell." And indeed, when he was 21 years old, he left for Paris and never returned to the United States. He had gone to West Point, where he was something of a rebel. He wore his hair longer than was allowed, and the superintendent, Robert E. Lee, at the time, eventually kicked him out. James Whistler, who believed in art for art's sake, unlike most Victorians, did not believe that art or artists had a responsibility to convey a moral message. And the painting known as Whistler's Mother, entitled Arrangement in Gray and Black Number 1, is a painting of his mother, because Whistler's model, who was scheduled to come, did not show up. It's the birthday of E.B. White, Elwin Brooks White, born in Mount Vernon, New York, 1899, a writer for the New Yorker magazine for nearly 60 years. In 1938, he and his wife, Catherine Angel, left New York City, moved to a farm on the coast of Maine, where he wrote essays, his columns for Harper's, collected in the book One Man's Meat. He wrote his famous essay, Death of a Pig, in which he wrote, "I discovered that once having given a pig an enema, there is no turning back, no chance of resuming one of life's more stereotyped roles. The pig's lot and mine were inextricably bound, as though the rubber tube were the silver cord." And a few years after that, he wrote his famous book, Charlotte's Web, about a pig who is saved by a little girl and a clever spider. In the summer of 1948, E.B. White, sitting in a hotel room at the Algonquin during a heat wave in the city, wrote his essay, Here is New York, in which he wrote, "On any person who desires such queer prizes, New York will bestow the gift of loneliness and the gift of privacy. No one should come to New York to live unless he is willing to be lucky." And it's the birthday of Jhumpa Lahiri, born in London, 1967, settled in America in Rhode Island, where her father was a librarian. On weekends, the family would get together with other Bengali families to cook Bengali food and speak Bengali and reminisce. And her first book, The Interpreter of Maladies, was a collection of 9 stories about Bengalis living in suburban New England. The book came out as a trade paperback in 1999 and won the Pulitzer Prize. Here's a poem for today by Katrina Vandenberg, Handwriting Analysis. On the first day of fourth grade, Mrs. Hunter collected our penmanship samples to save until June. By then, she said, we'd write in the handwriting we would have all our lives. Though she probably read that in a book on child development, I was so excited I could hardly stand it. In 9 months, my adult self would be born. She would send me a letter. In the ways she swooped, careened, and crossed her T's, I could read everything I would need to know. We were writing ourselves into the future. We came closer each time we turned the silver gears in the sharpener near the door. The wood shavings tumbling inside, smelling as if a house were being built. A poem by Katrina Vandenberg, Handwriting Analysis, from The Alphabet Not Unlike the World, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.